Toblerone, Milk Duds, Pixie Sticks, Tootsie Roll Pops, and more. The shifter let out a heavy sigh. He knew that waiting for his candy-loving nun to just magically appear was stupid. Also, because of his fierce golden eyes and murderous stare, he kept scaring his would-be customers away before he could sell them a single piece of candy. It had been like this for months, and now Garth didn't have the money to pay the rent. His landlady was a dog person named Mrs. Claire Barks that even Garth was unnerved by. He shuddered, thinking how she would react to Garth telling her he still didn't have the money to pay her what he owed. Garth could have asked his friends for money, but he didn't want to burden them with his financial problems. Garth mused about whether or not he'd ever get a female customer who wasn't scared away by his ferocious glare. He wasn't like his charismatic friend Tristan Savant, a half-incubus demon who had pheromones and made orgasmic chocolate that drove the human females wild. Garth's candy was just, well, normal candy. The shifter groaned and put his face into his large hands. What the hell was he going to do? A few minutes later, the bell above the front door jingled as a customer stepped inside. Garth was refilling a large glass jar with jawbreakers and turned around to see what kind of human girl had entered his shop. However, he groaned at the sight of an annoying and rather troublesome acquaintance of his, Nereza Crusoe. Nereza Crusoe was a famous actress who happened to be a succubus demon, a masochistic sex demon. Garth couldn't deny Nereza was attractive. She was tall with voluptuous curves, size D breasts, and porcelain-like skin. Her long, wavy black hair went down to her waist. "Hi, sweet cheeks," Nereza greeted with a wave and a bounce of her breasts. "Sweet cheeks?" A muscle ticked beneath Garth's eye in irritation at the ridiculous nickname. The succubus's black dress was very low cut, and Garth couldn't stop his gaze from zeroing in on the tops of her breasts. He doubted any man could resist the temptation to ogle her. "Did you miss me?" Nereza teased in a sing-song voice, a glint in her hazel green eyes. "I bet you did." Garth shook his head to clear it of his lewd thoughts. No, he wouldn't let himself get carried away by her pace. "What are you doing here, you wicked lass?" he demanded in a low voice and angrily crossed his arms over his broad chest. Nereza tapped her index finger against her pouty bottom lip while giving Garth an innocent look. "How cruel. Is that any way to treat a paying customer, Garth raised a suspicious eyebrow at Nereza.
"Paying? You actually going to buy something this time?"
Nereza smiled seductively. "Of course. I have to help a sex friend. Sorry, friend in need." The succubus sashayed her way over to the glass display case Garth was standing behind. "I don't really like candy, but I do like those little cakes you know how to make." Garth waved a hand at the case containing the petit fours he'd made early that morning.
"You mean the petit fours?"
There was a mischievous twinkle in Nereza's eyes. "Yes, them." The succubus intently peered down at the iced, ornamented, square-shaped cakes that could be eaten in one or two bites. "Fascinating that such a big, powerful guy like you can make such tiny, delicate little cakes. I'll take a dozen to go, please."
"Aye."
Garth picked up a pair of stainless steel kitchen tongs and a white cardboard pastry box and began to select an assortment of petit fours for Nereza. He looked up and noticed Nereza was leaning over the counter while showing off her cleavage. He gulped and accidentally dropped one of his petit fours. He pretended it didn't happen and placed another inside of the box casually. Garth closed the box, tied it shut with a red ribbon, and handed it to Nereza.
"That will be $40.
Nereza reached into her cleavage and pulled out her